Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on Chanter, C-H-A-N-T-E-R, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. The date of this evaluation is 8/21/2025. A clinical indication evaluation for persistent and possibly progressive tremor. Dear Chair Bush and professional colleagues, Chandra Johnson reports that she has a tremor that has become progressive with shaking in the upper extremities, new paragraph, she completed the abnormal involuntary movement scale. Reporting no facial or oral movements. Tremor in the extremities. No involvement of the lower legs. No involvement of trunk with movements. No incapacitation. Awareness of the movements produces mild distress. She didn't have any history with dental problems, the presence of dentures. She's not a edentulous. Her movements resolve in sleep. New paragraph. She completed the reported Edmonton Frail Scale. Subparagraph. She reported errors in cognition. Hospitalizations on two occasions in the last year. She requires help with meal preparation. She always requires social support. She takes more than five medications. She denies weight loss. She denies sadness and depression. She does not do heavy work around the house. She can walk up and down stairs without assistance and can walk a kilometer without help. Her overall Edmonton Frailty scale was a value of 3/18, which is not frail. New paragraph. She completed the mini mental status examination, showing intact orientation. Registration, intact attention and calculation, intact recall, intact language, intact reputation, difficulty with three-stage commands, intact reading, intact writing, intact copying, for a total score of 28/30. A score that is broadly within normal limits. New paragraph. MR brain imaging with and without contrast was completed on May 14, 2025, in comparison to CT brain imaging 6/24/2016. Subparagraph, there was no MRI correlation to patient's tremor, no evidence of intracranial mass or mass effect, minimal chronic microvascular ischemic changes in the white matter, no evidence of any acute intracranial abnormality. New paragraph. Laboratory. Dementia risk factor testing showed normal findings of the beta amyloid 42/40 ratio. The Alzheimer's disease, all caps PTAU217 plasma score was slightly elevated at 0.16. One positive biomarker for Alzheimer's risk. Neurofilament light chain plasma findings were normal. The Alzheimer's detect all caps APOE isoform in the plasma showed average values E3/E3. New paragraph. The anti-nuclear antibody titer and pattern was positive at 1:80 with a nuclear dense fine speckled pattern, which can be seen in normal individuals, lupus, Sjogren syndrome, and systemic sclerosis. D-dimer was increased at 1.20. Fibrinogen activity slightly elevated at 4:30. Hematocrit slightly increased 45. MCHC slightly reduced at 31.0. The remainder of the complete blood count was within normal limits. Chemistry panel was otherwise normal. The urinalysis was positive for nitrite, leukocyte esterase, white cell count, bacteria. Thyroid function normal, C-reactive protein elevated, vitamin D low at 29. Vitamin B12 normal, post-COVID rheumatological panel, positive for the ANA, normal anticardiolipin antibody findings, Lyme disease antibody testing for Lyme and Lyme-like disorders. Was unremarkable. New paragraph, the general dementia medical evaluation. Was within broad limits of normal. Including thyroid functions, B12, and folic acid levels. C-reactive protein was increased to 11.4. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Chanter Johnson presents with a history of progressive tremor in the upper extremities with an essentially otherwise unremarkable clinical examination and laboratory testing. Subparagraph, there are positive biomarkers for degenerative dementia and findings of ischemic microvascular disease on MR imaging, but no imaging of the cervical spine has been completed. Recommendations. Neuroquantitative brain MR imaging with cervical imaging studies. That's number one. Number two, DAT scan for Parkinson's evaluation. Number three, amyloid PET CT imaging study to exclude Alzheimer's cerebral degeneration. New paragraph, we will schedule her for these evaluations and see her in follow up with those results for further recommendations and sign with my professional signature.